Peace to you all. May you turn to your Bible.
我们一起来读这个马可马那个路加福音。
If you could, could you open to Gospel of Luke?
十一章。
Chapter 11.
一到四节。
Verse 1-4.
耶稣在一个地方祷告。祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。”耶稣说：“你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。”我们用的饮食天天赐给我们，赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
You may find a passage on the back of your bulletin. The passage is from chapter 11 in Gospel of Luke. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'"
感谢主带领我又一次来到主爱之家。
Praise the Lord that I'm able to be here with you once again.
看到弟兄姊妹在一起尽情的敬拜赞美我们的主。
As I see when all the brothers and sisters come together before the Lord and praise the Lord with all of your heart.
我深深的感到主真的是爱这个家。
I'm deeply moved and realize God truly loves this church.
今天我们一起来借着这段经文，我们一同来分享一个信息的题目是“求主教导我们祷告”。
Today I would like to share with you with the topic, "Lord, teach us to pray."
你知道天父造了我们。
As you know, our Heavenly Father created us.
他何等的愿意和我们在生命当中有交通。
It is His desire to have a deep fellowship with us in life.
天父喜欢跟我们说话。
That our Heavenly Father loves to communicate with us.
我相信每一个做父母的都有这样的共同的认知。
I believe all the parents here have the same feeling, share the same
feeling. 我们也何等愿意和我们的儿女说话。
How much so that we are willing to communicate with our children?
希望我们的儿女和我们说话。
And we have a desire, hoping our children will communicate with us too.
希伯来书有这样一句话。
In the book of Hebrew, it says like this.
神在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
That in the ancient time, God has spoken to us through to our forefather through the prophets at many times in various ways.
就在这末世借着他的儿子。
But in this last days,
来向我们说话。
He has spoken to us by his son.
我们知道基督徒生命的成长过程。
You know, as the journey, as we grow in our spiritual life,
最主要的根基建造。
The most important foundation
一定离不开读经和祷告。
The most important foundation cannot depart away from Bible reading and prayer.
读经是神对我们说话。
Bible reading is a way how God speaks to us.
祷告是我们对神来说话。
Our prayer is a way we speak to our God.
你听过这样的话吗？
Have you ever heard this?
打仗没有武器不行。
That when you go fight for a battle, you cannot go without weapon.
开车没有方向盘不行。
That you cannot drive a car without a steering wheel.
你认同这两句话吗？
Do you agree with these two statements?
那么请问你，基督徒不读经不祷告能行吗？
Then let me ask you, could a Christian be alive without prayer and Bible reading?
这里圣经告诉我们有一个门徒。
Right here, it was recorded that there was a disciple.
他遇见主的时候，
When he saw the Lord,
他真的是，他就求主教导他祷告。
So he prompted a question. He asked Jesus to teach him how to pray.
而且我相信他也代表我们向主有这样一个请求。
In a way, I feel he represents us to have such a request to Jesus as well.
因为他说，求主教导我们祷告。
Because he said, Lord, may you teach us how to pray.
请问这个我们代表不代表今天的你和我？
Let me ask you, was the word us represent us all here today as well?
如果你有机会见到主的话，
If you have a chance to see Jesus,
我相信你我都有机会可以见到主。
I believe one day indeed we will see Jesus.
你要向主求什么？
And what will your request be when you see him face to face?
你是求物质的丰富呢？
Will you request for the material abundance?
哇，身体的健康呢？
Or the health, your physical strength?
哇，灵性的长进呢？
Or spiritual growth?
教会的兴旺呢？
Or the growth in the church?
我相信这些求的都没有错。
I believe all of those requests are legitimate.
但是为什么这个门徒单单求耶稣教导我们祷告？
And however, this particular disciple asked one thing that, Lord, may you teach us how to pray. How so?
我相信这是生命根基的建造。
I believe this represents the foundation of one's spiritual growth.
一个辉煌、这个绚丽的这个大楼。
When you see a gorgeous, magnificent building,
不管有多壮观和漂亮。
No matter how magnificent the building it represents,
如果没有根基会怎么样呢？
If there's no foundation of this particular building, how will it be?
感谢主。
We did last. Thanks to Lord.
难怪老一辈的基督徒常常给我们有一些勉励。
That are there are so many Christians before us. Oftentimes they gave us encouragement.
形容我们基督徒的这个啊，读经啊，是我们基督徒生命的粮食。
And keep reminding us that Bible reading is our spiritual food that will keep us survive.
祷告呢？
How about prayer?
就是我们生命的呼吸。
Prayer is like a breathing for our life.
你认同这样的事吗？
Would you agree with this statement?
以你生活的常识。
With your common knowledge about life.
是饮食重要呢，还是呼吸重要？
Is the food more important or, than breathing?
哪样重要，或者哪样更重要？
Breathing versus food, which one is more important? Which one?
哪样重要？
Which one is more important?
呼吸重要。
Breathing.
那光呼吸喘气不吃饭会能行吗？
But if you keep on breathing without food, can you survive? No, you cannot.
其实都重要。
And actually, both are important.
但是你生命当中有一个常识。
And however, you will experience something like this.
以人生理的极限的话，
If you reach the limit of your life,
你七天不吃饭可以，
You can sustain life without food for 7 days.
我们这里有坐着有个医生啊，
And here we do have a physician here.
没有呼吸会怎么样？
And however, what happen if you stop breathing for 7 days? What will happen?
会怎么样？
What will happen?
但是我们在座的我想很多都是基督徒，应该都是，是吧？都是基督徒，举个手啊。
How many Christians are here? I would like to know. May you raise your hand? So let me see, show of hand.
我从你们这个 外表这样喜乐的表现，我都知道你们都是一个很好的基督徒。
I can see you are a good Christian from the joyful representation.
也应该是一个很有灵命的这个健康的基督徒，对吧
？I believe you are a healthy and strong Christian.
但我再问一下，真的是会祷告的，举个手。
And I would like to see a show of hand who think you are a prayer warrior.
怎么都不举手啊
？How come you are raising hand?
那你们生命怎么活的呢？都应该举手，
Do you know how
都应该举手。
I think all of us should raise our hand.
对吧？我们真应该举起圣洁的手。
Truly, we should raise our holy hand.
我们不会祷告，或者是不知道怎样祷告，甚至不应该的。
If we don't know how to pray, this shouldn't be. There's no excuse that we don't know how to pray.
主耶稣愿意教导我们祷告。
Because Jesus is willing to teach us how to pray.
主耶稣派下来的这个圣灵保惠师也是老师。要替我们祷告。
That God, Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to pray for us, to intercede for us.
如今主耶稣坐在至大者的右边，他天天为我们什么？祷告。
And today, Jesus is sitting right next to the Holy One and intercedes for us daily.
圣经也告诉我们要常常举起圣洁的手来祷告。
And we were reminded by the Holy Scripture that we should raise our holy hands and pray out loud.
本来我是准备一个 PowerPoint 的啊。
Originally, I have prepared a PowerPoint.
也准备了，准备好了。
And I made the PowerPoint already.
但是我太太说这个准备的不好，不能。
However, my wife
不通过。
gave a critic saying this is not good enough, so I better not show the PowerPoint.
这里有个图片。
And there was a picture in the PowerPoint.
你一定能看过。
I believe you all of you have seen it.
就是雕刻那个祷告的手。
That there was a praying hand.
你知道这里有个故事吗？
Do you know there's a story behind the picture of the praying hand?
有两个非常有艺术才华的年轻人。
There were two very artistic young men.
他们会画画。
They are very good in, particularly in drawing.
他们也会艺术雕刻。
And they also are good, sculptures.
但是他们非常的穷。
And however, they were, very poor.
他们很希望再学习学习。
And it is their desire to improve their learning.
他们就商量。
And then they made an arrangement.
我们两个人
，so both of them say to one another，
只能其中有一个人去学习。
Only one of us is able to pursue the study。
另一个人呢，就要辛苦的打工赚钱来供这个。
And another person should do their best to make a living and to make money in order to provide the other person to pursue the study。
虽然他们不是兄弟，但却胜似兄弟。
And even though they are not brothers, however, their bond is just like a brother.
一个年轻人。
So one young man.
他主动地说。
So one of the young men say.
你发展前途比我更好。
That you say to the other, you have a greater potential.
我先做工。
I will go work.
来让你先学。
I will provide you so you can pursue your study.
等你一年学好后。
So after a year of study,
你来供我再学。
Then you will work and provide to help me to pursue my study.
果不其然，这个承诺的年轻人呢？
Within the promise,
他辛苦地做工。
So this young man who made the promise and he worked very hard.
另一个年轻人。
And the other young man.
真的是刻苦的这个学习。
And truly devote himself to study hard.
一年后。
And after a year.
这个年轻人学成了。
And this young man accomplished his study.
真的是又高了一个台阶。
And immediately he was truly, he escalated his study and his skill.
他可以赚许多的钱。
He made a lot of money.
他可以供这个年轻人去学习。
Now he's able to provide resource for the other young man to pursue the study.
他就到他住的那地方找他。
And then this young man came to the other young man's place.
找到他住的那个地方。
And after he went to his the place where he lived.
他看见这个没有关紧的门。
He find out there's a door ajar.
有一道烛光。
And within, when the door was ajar, he saw a candlelight in the room.
这个辛苦的年轻人。
So the young man who labored.
跪在哪里？
He was kneeling down.
就举起这个祷告的手。
He raised his hand and prayed.
他祷告的内容。
And the content of his prayer.
就是求主祝福这个年轻人。
That he was asking the Lord to bless the other young man.
让他能够画最好的画。
So he was asking the Lord to give him the skill and the intelligence to draw the best he could draw.
做出最好的雕塑。
To make the best artwork.
来荣耀他的名。
In order to glorify God.
当他看到他这个祷告的手的时候。
As the young man who was standing outside of the room, seeing the other young man was folding his hand.
门外这个年轻人真的是热泪盈眶。
And it wet his eyes.
原来可以画画和雕塑的手。
He realized the hands who were able to make beautiful art.
因着辛苦劳作。
And now he's going through hard labor.
已经变形了。
And the hand has been the outlook of the hand has changed.
这个门外年轻人就冲了进去。
And the young man who was standing outside of the room, he rushed into the room.
抱着他说。
Embraced the young man and said,
我的好兄弟。
My dear brothers,
你该去深造了。
And now it's your turn.
我可以帮助你。
And now I can provide you. I can help you now.
这个祷告的年轻人说
：“The one who was praying said,
说你看我这个手还可以作画吗
？Do you think I can still make any artwork from this hands now？”
他说：“虽然不可以作画
，But even now I cannot draw anymore。
但是我可以举起圣洁的手来祷告。
And now, and yet, I'm still able to raise my hands and pray.”
来让神大大的使用和祝福你。
I'm going to ask God to bless you mightily.
让你借着这样的一个天赋和才华。
Through the gift God is giving you.
使更多的人得到祝福。
So that hopefully that more people will be blessed through you.
感谢主。
Praise to the Lord.
祷告实在是我们生命的需要。
It is a necessity for all of us to pray.
也是你我生活可以经历的。
It is something that all of us can experience as well.
因为我们的主，他真的是我们祷告学习的榜样。
Because our Lord set an example for us and teaches us how to pray.
你知道最好的老师是什么样的老师吗
？Do you know what type of the teacher is considered the best teacher?
身教胜于言教。
That his action, their doing, is more than what they say.
最好的老师和榜样。
The best one is the one who can set example.
应该用生命来传递他的生命。
That is the one who delivered the message through their living.
你看圣经一开始就告诉我们。
That from the very beginning of the.
耶稣在一个地方祷告。
From the very beginning of the passage, it tells us that one day Jesus was praying.
祷告完了。
That at the end of his prayer,
有个门徒对他说。
One of his disciples said to him,
求主教导我们祷告。
Lord, teach us to pray.
向约翰教导他的门徒。
Just as John taught his disciples.
你看我们主祷告有地方。
And we find out that Jesus has a place to pray.
他一定也会为某一件事来祷告。
And I believe he also prayed for certain things.
而且我相信他在门徒面前祷告的时候，门徒一定能够听见他在祷告什么。
I believe when Jesus prayed, he prayed next to his disciples, and his disciples can hear what Jesus was praying about.
但是耶稣祷告的榜样。
So therefore, Jesus has set an example for prayer.
也是我们一生学习的。
It is something we will take our lifetime to learn.
主耶稣教导我们。
That Jesus taught us
你们祷告的时候
that whenever you pray
要进到你们的内室
that you should enter an inner room
直接和天父来祷告
that you should talk to have our Heavenly Father directly
耶稣也可以站在会众面前祷告
that Jesus also can stand before the crowd
公开的见证和宣扬他的生命就是祷告的生命
that testify his life is a life of prayer in front of everyone
我们常常炫目
oftentimes we envy
教会历史上留下的许多的这个见证人
that we see many spiritual giants through our Christianity history
我们常常羡慕他们所做出来有影响的事。
We envy what the effect they have done to the society.
但是我们常常忽略了一件事。
And however, there is something oftentimes we neglect.
就是一个为神所用的人。
That is a person, a vessel that can be used by God.
一定有一个祷告和读经的生活。
They must pay the price behind the scene how they do the Bible reading.And devote themselves in prayer.
有一个非常为神所重用的人。
There was a person who was used by God mightily.
他给后人留下这样的一句话。
And he gave such a word to the people after him.
他说：“神之所以借着我做了这么大的事。”
He said, "The reason why God used him to do great work."
是因为我每一天天没亮的时候。
It is because that every single day before the dawn,
我没有朝见人的时候,
before I see anyone,
我先朝见我的主。
I want to see our my God first.
你愿意为主做大工?
Do you want to do great work for God?
你愿意做合主心意的人?
Do you want to live a life that pleases our Lord?
做合用的器皿吗?
Do you want to be a vessel that's pleasing to our God's heart.
不可忽略的一件事。
There is something that we cannot ignore and neglect.
就是你要求主教导你祷告。
That is, you must seek and ask the Lord to teach you how to pray.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这里没有记载这个门徒是谁。
The passage here did not record who asked the question.
我们也不知道他是谁。
We have no idea who asked the question.
但是我们应该想到。
And however, there is something for us to ponder.
这个门徒可能就是今天的你和我。
This disciple could be you and I.
如果你遇见主的话。
If you have an encounter with our Lord.
你愿意不愿意像这个门徒一样。
Would you be like this disciple?
求主教导我们祷告。
To ask the Lord, teach us how to pray.
你看我们的主。
Let us see our Lord.
他真的是我们祷告学习的榜样。
He truly set an example for us.
这个路加福音有这样一段话，在五章十五、十六节，说耶稣他的名声越发传扬出去，因为他事工大有果效。有许极多的人聚集来听到，也指望医治他们的病。这里话锋一转，说耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。
It was recorded in Luke chapter 5, verse 15 and verse 16. Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that the crowd of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sickness. And it turns around and said, But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed.
耶稣是人子。
That Jesus is the Son of Man.
他也是神子。
He is also Son of God.
他说话行事大有能力。
That he carried power with his word.
但是记载耶稣的事工里。
And however, within his ministry,
有许许多多都与祷告有关系。
that almost all the mystery has were tightly related to prayer.
马可福音有这样记载。
In the Gospel of Mark, it was recorded like this.
次日早晨。
The early next day.
天未亮的时候。
Before the dawn.
耶稣起来。
That Jesus woke up.
到旷野地方去。
He went to a desolate place.
在那里祷告。
He prayed in the wilderness.
多祷告多有能力。
The more you pray, the more powerful you are.
少祷告少有能力。
Less prayer, less strength.
不祷告没有能力。
No prayer, no strength.
我看过主爱之家成立的见证。
I have seen the testimony of this church.
是一群弟兄姊妹先跪在主的面前祷告。
It was a whole bunch of brothers and sisters who knelt before the Lord and prayed.
才有这样的意象。
They saw the vision.
才成立这样一个主爱之家。
And they prompted them to form the church.
你们认同吗？
Would you agree?
那么成立之后要健康发展呢？
And now after the birth of the church, we need to grow and develop.
要传扬福音呢？
And now it comes to the time we should proclaim the gospel.
要完成主托付给教会的使命呢？
We should accomplish the great commission that God has asking us to do.
请问弟兄姊妹，
Then what should we do?
哪一个环节，哪一个事工不需要祷告来托住？
Don't you think that every single link of the ministry needs prayer?
所以我们真的是有祷告的需要。
And therefore, we truly need prayer.
这个门徒之所以代表我们发出这样的一个心声。
The reason why this disciple uttered such a question, which echoes our questions as well.
证明我们真的需要祷告。
It represents that all of us, we all need prayer.
因为我们的主耶稣。
Because our Lord Jesus.
他道成肉身。
The word became flesh.
站在人的这个身份上。
So he can identify with us as men.
他需要祷告。
That therefore he has a need to pray.
我们要做主的门徒。
And now we are our Lord's disciple.
我们要服侍主。
That we need to serve our Lord.
怎么能离开祷告呢？
And how can we depart away from a prayer?
你看我们的主出来施工之前。
As Our Lord, before he started his ministry,
请问他在约旦河里受洗的那一刻，
at the moment when he was baptized in the river, Jordan River,
他祷告，
he prayed,
天开了，
the heaven slipped open,
神的圣灵如同鸽子一样降在他的身上，
and God sent a spirit like a dove to descend upon him.
受洗之后。
After the baptism,
他被引到旷野里。
He was led to the wilderness.
请问他四十昼夜不吃不喝在干什么？
Let me ask you that for 40 days and night he did not eat and drink. What else did he do?
他在做什么？
What was he doing?
在祷告。
He was praying.
请问耶稣选择十二个使徒的时候，圣经怎么记载？
Do you recall how when Jesus elect his 12 disciples, what did he do?
圣经告诉我们，
According to the scripture,
主耶稣整夜都在祷告，
that Jesus prayed through the night.
在克西马尼园，
in the garden of Gethsemane.
还记得主耶稣怎么祷告吗？
Do you remember how Jesus prayed?
汗滴如血点的滴下，
that he sweat like a drop of blood.
耶稣代替你和我有一个真的是祷告。
That our Lord intercede for us.
愿他的旨意成就。
So that our Heavenly Father's will can be accomplished on earth.
生命这个见证。
A testimony of life.
就是最好的讲道。
Is the best preaching.
主生活留下来的见证。
The living example set by our Lord
就吸引跟随他的门徒
that attract his disciples
有这样的渴慕
that so they have a desire
求主教导
they ask Jesus to teach them
因为我相信
Because I believe.
有些门徒他真的不会祷告。
Because there must be some disciples, they have no idea how to pray.
请问你彼得会祷告吗？
Do you think Peter knew how to pray?
你记得不记得跟随主的所爱的门徒 有兄弟俩被称为雷子的？
Do you remember there were two brothers, one of them being called the son of thunder?
他们怎么祷告？
Do you know how they pray?
主耶稣在传扬福音。
That when Jesus was preached, proclaiming the gospel,
到一个村庄,
as they entered passing by a village,
主被拒绝,
and the group was rejected by the people in the village.
哇, 这两个兄弟主动来祷告。
So these two brothers came forward and they said they want to pray.
求主让他们祷告, 他们怎么求?
Do you know how they pray?
怎么求的?
Do you know how they pray? Did they pray?
哎呀, 求主让我们像以利亚那样的祷告。
And they say, God, help us to pray like Elijah.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
如果你遇到当时那个情景，
If you were the one who encountered the situation just like that time,
你觉得这两个兄弟祷告属不属灵？
Do you think these two brothers utter a very spiritual prayer?
哇，像先知那样的祷告。
They say, oh God, help us to pray like Elijah, our prophet.
太属灵了。
Wow, you sound so spiritual.
可是祷告的内容呢？
However, the content of the prayer
真的不合神的心意。
It's totally opposite of God's will.
因为他们求什么？
Do you know what they ask for?
他说求主让那个火从天上降下来。
They say, God, may you send them fire to burn down the village.
把他们都给烧灭了。
So burn and destroy the entire village.
主怎么说？
Do you know how our Lord replied?
你们所求的你们不知道。
That you don't know what you're asking for.
人子来不是要灭人的性命。
That the son of the reason why son of man come is not to destroy to judge others.
乃是要救人的性命。
But rather to save others.
我们本不晓得怎样祷告。
That we did not know how to pray.
这是在罗马书八章二十六节的话。
And this is the word recording in Romans chapter 8. Chapter 8.
如果今天发生在你家里有事情，
If there is something happened to your family
你,
today,
你一定能够经历过。
I believe you must have experienced something like this.
或者你也听说过。
Or you have heard something like this.
如果夫妇俩都是基督徒的话，
If both husband or wife are Christians,
这个先生要祷告的时候，要发生冲突的先生要祷告的时候，他会怎么求主？
Within the conflict, do you know how would a husband pray?
我不知道你们怎么求的。
I don't know how you would pray.
我就会求主。
And if I was the one, I will pray to God.
我说主啊，
Oh God,
你改变他吧。
May you change her.
他为什么那么厉害？
Why she is so stubborn?
如果要姊妹求怎么求啊？
And let me ask you another question. What happens if the sister pray?
也常常求主改变你的先生。
I believe the sister will ask the Lord to change your husband.
很少有人愿意改变他自己。
And very few will ask the Lord, may you change me?
是不是这样呢？
Isn't it true?
你们有没有为别人祷告呢？
Have you ever prayed for others?
如果有一个重大的要差派，
If there is a great mission that is coming to you,
比如说，
For example,
你们都有感动，
If you were moved,
要在我们中间要差派一两个宣教士，
That you think we should send one or two missionaries,
哦，这时候你们怎么祷告呢？
How would you pray?
啊，好，不在你这儿，在另外一个地方啊。
Oh, forget about this place. How about making an example of other place?
我相信有人会这样祷告。
I believe someone will pray like this.
主啊，我在这里。
And Lord, I'm here.
请差遣他。
May you send him.
他比我更合适。
He's more suitable.
我们常常祷告不一定按照主的心意。
Oftentimes we pray and yet not according to our God's will.
所以真的是求主教我们祷告这件事情。
And therefore may we learn and be taught by our Lord.
是何等摸着我们主的心。
So that we know how to pray in a way that we can touch our Lord's heart.
你看到了。
What you can see.
在圣经里。
What you see in the Bible.
在我们生活当中。
Within our life.
有的时候我们求很多的事。
There are many things we ask.
包括门徒求很多的事。
including there are many things asked by the disciples,
但好像主都没有立刻答应。
It seems like our Lord did not answer.
但感谢主。
And praise to our Lord.
哎，这个地方。
And yet, right here.
当这个门徒求主教导我们祷告的时候。
When this disciple asked our Lord a question,
主立刻答应。
He actually replied. He answered.
哇，这是不是会提醒你和我？
Isn't this a great reminder for you and I?
我们要是见到主。
If we see the Lord,
我们愿意不愿意求主教导我们祷告？
Will we ask the Lord to teach us how to pray?
啊，主教导我们祷告。
That our Lord teaches us how to,
他告诉我们
how to pray. And he taught us,
祷告的对象是谁？
He taught us the object of the prayer.
他说你们祷告要这样说。
He said, you should do this.
我们在天上的父。
Our Heavenly Father is the object of prayer.
其实这一句话就告诉我们。
And actually, this phrase tells us.
我们的神真的是信实不改变的主。
That our Lord is a faithful God.
他养活小麻雀。
That he's the one who take care of the little sparrows.
他岂不顾念我们这些按照他形象样式所造的人吗？
Will he even take care of his creation according to his image even more?
他知道我们的需要。
He understands our need.
但是他让我们先求他的国和他的义。
And yet he asks us to seek for his kingdom and his righteousness first.
他岂不把最好的给我们吗？
Didn't he, won't he want to give us what's the best for us?
他是完全圣洁和慈爱的。
He is truly holy and loving.
他岂不愿意让我们也完全像他吗？
Don't he want to us want to mold us in a way to be like him?
圣经告诉我们，
that according to the scripture,
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，
that whoever go through the prayer and petition,
将你们所要的告诉神，
to give all of your requests to him,
这是何等大的应许。
And this is a great promise.
神就会赐超乎我们意外的平安。
That he will give us peace beyond our imagination.
保守我们在基督里的心怀意念。
That will keep our hearts and peace in the Lord.
并且要赐给我们超过我们所求所想的。
And he will give us something beyond what we ask for.
你信这话吗？
Do you believe this word?
你愿意经历这样的一个事实吗？
Don't you want to experience this very fact?
主教导我们祷告的内容。
The content what the Lord teaches how to pray.
六句话当中。
In six words.
有三个愿。
That there were six desires within the prayer.
有三个求。
And there are three requests.
三愿是为神求，向神求。
The three desires.We pray for the Lord and we pray to the Lord.
却成为人的好处。
For the good of people.
三求是为人求，为己求。
The three requests is to pray for others and pray for yourself.
却得到神的祝福。
And then in turn, we receive God's blessing.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done just as in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
May all hallowed be thy name.
感谢主。
Praise to the Lord.
这表明今天每一个蒙了神救恩的人。
That means that all of us who were saved.
都是与神有关系的人。
That we all have a relationship with him.
都是被分别为圣的人。
We have been set apart.
因为我们的神至圣至尊至荣。
So that our Lord can receive all the honor and glory.
请问今天我们蒙了救恩的基督徒，我们是什么？
Let me ask all of us who have received God's salvation. Who are we?
我们是什么？
Who are we? What are we?
哥林多书信称我们为什么？
According to the First Corinthians,
圣徒,
that we are saints.
好不好？每一个基督徒，你握着你旁边的弟兄或姊妹的手，你告诉他你是圣徒。
Can you tell the person next to you saying you are a saint?
你是圣徒。
You are a saint.
你今天读的这本书是什么？
When the scripture you are reading, do you know what we call this book?
因为跟神有关。
Because it has something to do with our Lord.
叫圣经，对吗？
And therefore we call this the Holy Scripture.
你我今天在这里聚会的场所是什么？
How will we call this place?
是圣殿。Amen.
It's the Holy Sanctuary. Amen.
我们的神的名真的是应该高举和称颂的。
Yes, we should definitely raise and praise the name of our Lord.
有几个耶和华的名字。
There are a few names of our Lord.
真的都是我们的祝福。
And truly, those names are our blessing.
请问你耶和华以勒是什么意思？
Do you know what's the meaning of Jehovah Jireh?
什么意思？
What does it mean?
在他的山上必有预备。
He will provide in his mount on his mountain.
你知道。
You know.
你生命当中。
That in your life.
总有一天有酒用尽了的时候。
You will come to the end of your life.
但是我们的主。
Come to your wit's end. However, one day our Lord.
他会为我们预备。
That he will provide.
如果他是帮助我们的
If he is the one who can help us
他是供应我们的
He is the one who provides
我们会有缺乏吗
Will we be lacking of anything?
耶和华尼西
Jehovah Nisi
什么意思
Do you know what does that mean?
谁说的惊奇
Who says the banner?
说对了大点声说
If you say it, say it
惊奇代表什么意思
What does it mean, a banner of our Lord?
是得胜，对不对？
It means victory, triumph.
我不知道你们小时候玩过军旗没有？
I wonder whether when you are young, have you ever played Pokemon cards?
你把那军事旅团营全都消灭之后，你最后你军旗保住了，你还剩了。
If you can destroy all your enemies, if you can keep the banner, you are still the and if you lose everything and yet you keep the banner, you are still the winner.
你有这样的体认
Have you ever experienced this?
你凭着血气跟人争啊
You try to fight with according to your flesh.
跟人夺呀
You want to fight.
跟人斗啊
And you want to contest.
你赢了也是输了
Even though you win, you lose.
但是你靠着主的名
And yet by the name of our Lord
不但得胜
Not only you become a conqueror
而且得胜有余
And you become more than a conqueror
再说一个名字
Let me tell you another name of our Lord
与你我生命生活都有息息相关的
It's closely related to our Lord
耶和华沙龙什么意思
Jehovah Shalom What does it mean?
什么意思
What does it mean?
平安
Peace
这个世界谁能给你我平安
Is there any peace we can find in this world?
你以为进到一个屋子里把门窗关上了就平安了吗
You think that one day if you enter a particular room you close the door behind you you can have peace?
但是圣经有这样宝贝的应许
And however there is a precious promise be given in the Holy Scripture
在至高之处
In the high holy place
荣耀归给神
May the glory be unto God.
在地上
On earth,
平安归给他所喜悦的人
That peace will be given to the one he pleases.
你信这话吗
Do you believe this word?
主耶稣怎么说
Do you know how Jesus said?
当主耶稣要跟门徒离别的时候
When Jesus was about to depart from his disciples,
他说你们心里不要忧愁
He said, do notBe downcast.
你们信神也当信我。
If you trust the Lord, you should trust me as also.
我留下平安给你们。
I will leave my peace to you.
我所赐的平安不是世人所赐的。
The peace I'm giving you is not from this world.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Do not be worried.
也不要胆怯。
Do not be terrified.
真的，神的名就是我们的祝福。
Truly, the names of our Lord are our blessing.
就是我们的好处。
And truly, they are good to us.
唯愿我们祷告是愿你的名为圣。
And therefore, we should pray, may your name be holy.
耶和华拉法什么意思？
Holy be thy name.
耶和华拉法。
Jehovah Rapha.
他是医治者。
What does it mean? It means he is the healer.
哪个生活在这个世界上的人？
That whoever lives on this earth.
身体没有病痛。
Is there anyone without going through life without illness?
心灵没有创伤。
Anyone without hurt in their heart?
有的人好像是很健康。
There may be someone who look very strong outwardly.
但他心灵的伤痛只有他自己知道。
And yet, the deep hurt in his heart, only he himself can know.
谁能安慰和医治呢？
And who can bring comfort and peace to him?
他能。
He can.
良医难治思想病。
A good physician cannot heal you your heal you mentally.
好话难劝糊涂虫。
And a good word cannot guide a foolish one. Truly, we need healing from our Lord.
岁数再大一点的话，
if your age,
哎，我现在就发现还不到六十呢。
I feel this that I'm not even 60.
走平道可以。
It's all right for me to walk on some road that is flat.
上楼梯的时候腿就开始。疼了。
And I feel kind of shaken and painful when I go upstairs.
我们真的需要主。
Truly, we need the Lord.
耶和华是我们的牧者。
That the Lord is our shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I will not be in need.
有一个
I shall not want.
有一个早期在台湾的宣教士。
There is an early missionary in Taiwan.
他先在中国大陆传教。
And now he is in... At first, he was a missionary in mainland China.
50年之后，
and after 50s,
中国就把所有宣教士都给清除了。
And Chinese government tried to get rid of all the missionaries out of the mainland.
他就到台湾去做宣教士。
So he went to Taiwan to be a missionary there.
一做就是几十年，一直到去世。
And he was a missionary there for decades until his death.
哇，这个西方人讲的这个台湾国语比我们讲的都好。
And the way he speak Taiwanese Mandarin is better than any one of us.
认识他的人呢？
And whoever acquainted to him.
有一次到我们中间来讲道。
And one of his acquaintance came to my church and preached there.
他讲了一句话，我记得非常清楚。
He said something that really stuck in my mind.
他说：“你用赞美、感谢、称颂他的圣名。”
He said you should use a praise and thanksgiving to praise his holy name.
他说：“你祷告祈求的事啊。”
And when you give petition,
就是说神他老人家。
And asking our great old man,
也就是我们的天父,
that is our heavenly father,
都舍不得不给你,
that he won't have a heart not to give us all the good.
你信这话吗?
Do you believe this word?
好多年前呢,
many years ago,
在大陆,
in mainland China,
有一个中学校长,
there is a middle school principal.
他的妈妈是一个虔诚的基督徒。
His mother is a devoted Christian.
在他们家的家庭聚会里啊。
In her family gathering.
许多人因着这位不识字的老人家。
Many people because of this unlearned
但是他,
old lady.
但是他可以读圣经。
And yet, this unlearned old lady, even though she wasn't educated, she was able to read Bible.
他可以讲道。
And she was able to preach.
更妙的是她会祷告。
And even more amazing is she was a prayer warrior.
我小的时候曾经在他们家住过。
When I was young, I lived in their house before.
我知道这个老人家。
I know this old lady.
两三点就起来祷告。
She woke up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
哎，我这个小人家。
And when I was a little,
也看到她祷告。
And I saw how she prayed.
所以说我也是个就是能够就早起的人。
So I became an early bird myself.
她通过祷告。
Through her prayer.
真的是结了很多福音的果子。
And she has bear many spiritual fruit.
许多不治有不治之症的人。
So many people who were going through underwent terrible diseases.
通过祷告得了医治。
Through a prayer, they were healed.
有许多被罪恶缠身的人。
Many people who were entangled by their own sins.
通过祷告得了释放。
Through her prayer, they were relieved.
所以说这个，他有个儿子。
And her son,
就是一个中学校长。
As the middle school principal,
不跟妈妈在一起住。
He lived.
那没有住在一起。
He did not live with his mom.
每年都从另外一个省到这里来探亲。
And he will visit his mom yearly.
他非常的孝顺。
And he was a good son.
那这些受过他妈妈这个福音的好处这些人呢、啊、
And those people who were benefited by his mom,
每一次他回来探亲的时候
those people who were benefited by her devoted prayer, and when every time this son came back to the village,
这些家庭教会的这个弟兄姊妹就做见证。
And all those brothers and sisters who were benefited by the mother well came to him and give testimony.
他说：“你看我。”
He said, "Look at me."
曾经得了什么病？
I have suffered such and such diseases.
医生束手无策。
And no, there's no doctor who can give any idea what to do.
结果你妈妈为我们一祷告。
And however, when your mother prayed,
我就好了。
I'm healed.
这个神真的是真神活神。
Our God is a true God.
你应该相信。
That you should believe.
往那个人做见证。
And other person will came forward.
也是你要相信。
And also say the same word. You should believe.
那我们这位姊妹的儿子怎么说呢？
And however, this son, do you know how he replied?
他也笑眯眯地说。
And he just put up his smile and said,
你在我妈妈没有为你祷告的时候。
Before my mom prayed for you,
你有病。
That you may have suffered diseases.
你有没有找过医生？
Have you seek for physicians?
你有没有吃过医生给的药？
Did you take any medicine?
他说有啊。
And those people say, oh yes, we did.
但是没有好啊。
And no, but we didn't get any healing.
他说你妈妈一祷告就好了。
And because your mom prayed, we were healed.
他说：“那你怎么知道
？”Then the son replied, "Then how did you know?"
正好我妈妈为你祷告的时候
，Maybe just coincidentally when my mother were praying for you,
这个药就发挥作用了。
The medicine kicked in.
哇，这些人没有他儿子有文化。
And those people or they were unlearned village people.
说不过他。
They couldn't debate with him.
所以说，好多年都没有信。
So many years, this son, he did not believe.
但我知道他妈妈一直都为他祷告。
And yet I know his mom continuously to pray for her son.
感谢主，在这个老姊妹去世的那个时候。
And yet praise the Lord, before this elder lady passed away,
有一个长老。
One of the elders.
带着一群弟兄姊妹来送他。
That, He brought a group of brothers and sisters to accompany the sister for her last journey on earth.
送她写了一些条幅啊，条幅比如这个荣归主天家，这个赞美主名，安息主怀，这什么是这就一些条。
So they wrote down several Chinese words, encouraging words, for before her passing away.
那一天是正午。
And that day was in the mid-noon.
太阳这个当头。
The sun was up in the sky.
没有一丝的风。
There was no wind at all.
这个棺木和他的儿子还有几个最亲近的这个弟兄姊妹就坐在头一辆车。
So the coffin and her sons and close relative were having a ride on the very first car.
只见这个车往郊外走的时候
，As the car were driving towards the outskirts of the town，
只见他的儿子
，And what we saw is his son。
他拿起一个条幅
，He picked up one of the writing that people wrote。
他就往上一扔
，And threw away in the sky。
他心想荣归天家。
And the word saying, glory to heaven.
真的吗？
Is it true? Really?
我妈妈所信的这个神的名真的是这样至圣至尊至荣吗？
He said, the God my mother believed is truly such a God with glory?
如果有神。
And he said, if there is a God,
求你让他升上去。
And may heaven receive this writing on the paper.
这个条幅一扔。
So he threw this, the paper in the sky.
就这样直的就上去了。
And what happened is the paper start to ascend to the sky.
接着他扔了第二个。
Then next.
安息主怀。
And he pick up the next writing, rest in the Lord.
也是这样就上去了。
And he threw away again, and he saw the paper ascend to heaven just like that.
接着他扔了第三个。
And on the third paper,
也是这样上去了。
And find out the paper ascend to the sky just like that.
把同车的人
，the people who were riding in the same car,
都看到都非常的这个新奇。
And they were amazed.
他们也陆续抓一个。
So others also pick up a writing.
这么一扔。
And also threw in the sky.
如果没有风，车往前走，这么一扔，这个纸条会往哪去
？If there's no wind.At the time, and if the car is going forward, which direction should the paper go?
别人扔的纸条都这么走了。
Of course, the paper should go behind.
当天晚上。
And however, at that very night,
这个中学校长
this middle school principal
就跪在上帝的面前。
He knelt before the Lord.
接受他为他的这个生命的主。
He accepted the Lord as his personal savior.
感谢主，我们真的要称他的名为圣。
And truly, holy be thy name.
愿他的国降临。
May his kingdom come.
愿他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May his will be done on this earth as in heaven.
每一个愿望。
That every single request.
都是向神求。
That we pray to God.
为神求
and we pray for God,
却成为我们的好处和祝福
and yet become good for us.
我们的主也让我们直接向他求
Our Lord also asks us to pray to him directly.
我们日用的饮食
that our daily bread
天天赐给我们
give us each day our daily bread
赦免我们的罪
forgive our sin
因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人
For we also forgive everyone who sins against us.
不叫我们遇见试探。
So that lead us not into temptation.
救我们脱离凶恶。
Help us to escape danger.
这是表明我们生活在这样一个有限的世界当中。
That we are limited in this world.
我们身体有需要。
That we have a need physically.
我们的心灵也有需要。
We have a need psychologically.
但我们一切的需要是在于主。
And yet,We know who is the one who can provide.
主能看顾保守和供应。
He is the one who can provide.
你说我并不缺少每日的饮食。
And you may say I lack nothing, especially daily bread.
但是你我是基督徒。
And yet, you and I are Christians.
我们的灵命常常缺少玛纳。
That oftentimes we need our spiritual food to survive.
我们有的时候
Sometimes,
看一场连续剧
That sometimes we see, watch some soap opera.
可以连续看几个小时。
We can watch for several hours.
甚至一边流泪一边说。
And sometimes we wet our eyes and sing.
哎呀，这都是假的。
Oh, they are all fake.
真坑我！这一个小时都过去了。
And we, just within an hour, the time fly by. And next time you continue watch.
你什么时候拿一本圣经？
And yet, when would you pick up a Bible?
特别是你工作一天，哎呀，想一想，主啊，不读你的话，对不起你。
And especially after a day's labor, you may say to yourself, Lord, I better read your word, otherwise I'm not good enough for you.
但是你读圣经的时候。
And however, the time you spend for reading the Bible.
哇，真的是最好的安眠药。
And it turns out to be the best sleeping pill.
抱着圣经就睡着了。
Once you read, you fall into sleep.
难怪今天这个大的酒家旅馆里。
And no wonder in those big hotels.
你进去看一看。
And if you go enter the hotel rooms.
都有 Holy Bible.
And you find out there's a Holy Bible in every single room.
主耶稣怎么说？
To help you sleep. But what did Jesus say?
人活着。
We live.
不是单靠食物
，not just by food alone，
乃是靠上帝口中所出的一切话。
But the words of the lips of our Lord，
不会祷告看诗篇。
If you don't know how to pray， why don't you read Psalms？
不会做人看箴言。
If you don't know how to live， then you read the book of。
难怪我们祷告常常摸不到神的心意。
No wonder oftentimes we pray we cannot touch our heart.
明明白纸黑字写在这里。
That we find out there, the words were written down here.
我们就很少去读。
And yet we don't read them.
很少去用生命来经历。
We don't experience God's word with our life.
他的话永不改变。
And yet his word never changes.
哇，感谢主，我这是不是超时了？
I wonder did I make the sermon too long?
哦，感谢主！我想以后有机会再跟弟兄姊妹分享一些生活上的经历。
I hope next time I will have an opportunity to share with you some living testimony that we truly need prayer to sustain our life.
感谢主
！Praise the Lord.
主愿意在我们中间行走往来。
That Lord is willing to walk among us.
你我都有机会见到他。
We. At the end, we will see him one day.
你愿意和他倾心吐意吗？
Are you willing to be close to our Lord?
你见到主，你愿意求主教导你祷告吗？
When you see our Lord, would you ask him how to pray, to teach you how to pray?
你愿意求主，在主所安排祷告的学校里好好学习和实践吗？
Would you practice and live, the word according to our Lord's teaching in the school of prayer?
你愿意成为神国祷告的精兵吗？
Would you be willing to be an elite soldier in the kingdom of God?
为这个时代。
For this generation.
为你居住的国家。
To pray for the nation where you live.
为你家庭的和睦。
To pray for the harmony of your family.
为教会的健康发展。
To pray for the establishment of the church.
为福音的广传。
To pray for the widespread of the gospel.
你愿意跪下来用膝盖来向他祈祷吗？
Would you pray a price to pray on your knee?
相信你我如果愿意的话。
I believe if you and I are willing.
我相信他更愿意。
I believe our God is even more willing.
他不但为我们祷告。
He is not only intercede for us.
他也愿意带领我们祷告。
And you also pray for us.
Amen.
Amen.
我相信凡愿意学习祷告，做一个祷告的勇士和精兵的话，请你站起来，我们一起祷告。
If you're willing to become a prayer warrior, may you all stand on your feet and let us pray together.
主，我们众人站在你的面前。
And Lord, we stand before you.
我们向你有一个共同的心声。
We have one desire before you.
求主教导我们祷告。
May you teach us how to pray.
因为这实在是我们生命的需要。
Because this is what we need to sustain our life.
求主教导我们祷告。
And may you teach us how to pray.
使我们在这个时代里可以奉主的名站立得住，需要这样的祷告。
So we can stand firm in this age And pray to the Lord.
求主教导我们祷告。
And Lord teach us how to pray.
因为这何尝有太多的庄稼要收割。
Because the field is ready to for harvest.
让我们借着祷告差派主的工人。
May we pray and may you send your workers.
去收割庄稼。
To harvest the field.
求主教导我们祷告。
And Lord, may you teach us how to pray.
让我们披戴属灵的全副军装。
So we can wear the armor of spiritual armor.
为主的名打的美好的仗。
So we can fight a good fight for our Lord's name.
求主教导我们祷告。
And Lord, teach us how to pray.
让主爱之家所有的弟兄姊妹更爱主。
So that all the brothers and sisters in the house of Lord's love to love the Lord even more so.
更蒙主所爱
so that we can in turn be loved by the Lord
能够成为这个社区主所设立的金灯台
so become the golden lamp of this community
成为许多华人的祝福
so become the blessing of others in this community
谢谢主
and thank you Lord
听我们这样祷告
may you listen to our prayer
奉耶稣基督
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen
请坐